Blog Talk Radio.
This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The conflict in northern Ethiopia has pushed up the number of people in need of food assistance to an estimated 9.4 million, UN humanitarians said on Friday. The World Food Programme said that the Amhara region, which is seeing active fighting, has seen the largest spike, with 3.7 million people now in urgent need of help. Out of those in need across northern Ethiopia, more than 80%, nearly 8 million, are behind battle lines, WFP spokesperson Thompson Thierry told journalists in Geneva. The severity of hunger and malnutrition is frightening, Mr. Thierry explained.
We are running out of words, really, to capture exactly the situation that is unfolding before our eyes. But what I can tell you, it is the textbook definition of a humanitarian crisis.
To date, the UN agency has reached 3.2 million people with emergency food assistance across the north of the country, including 875,000 mothers and children with nutritionally fortified food in Tigray and Amhara. But it remains extremely concerned that the nutrition situation there is deteriorating fast after screening from Tigray, Amhara and Afar regions showed malnutrition rates at between 16 and 28% for children. Even more alarming, up to one in two pregnant and breastfeeding women in Amhara and Tigray were also malnourished. An alert now from UNITAID, which warned that the COVID pandemic has led to a drop in testing for HIV for the first time in more than two decades. The decline in testing and diagnosis for human immunodeficiency virus worldwide comes as the UN agency called for greater funding to support self-testing and access to treatment and prevention. From UNITAID, his spokesperson, Hervé Veucel.
With more than 37 million people living with HIV worldwide, an estimate 6 million of whom do not know the status, receiving a diagnosis is a vital first step in accessing treatment.
Although 88 countries now have self-testing policies covering the epicenter of the HIV epidemic in eastern and southern Africa, only 10% of Asian countries and 6% of Latin American nations have adopted similar measures. Self-testing is especially important in reaching people who are particularly vulnerable to HIV but who face stigmatization in their communities. These individuals include men who have sex with men, transgender individuals and sex workers. To encourage them to self-test, UNITAID has made test kits available in places they tend to visit, such as nightclubs, hotels or by face-to-face meetings. By 2025, the number of self-tests procured is projected to meet just 15% of estimated needs in low- and middle-income countries. To meet the shortfall, an additional $104 million will be required, UNITAID's Mr. Veucel said. The UN Health Agency has urged all countries to adopt a risk-based and a scientific approach to travel bans linked to a new COVID-19 variant. The development on Friday came as a World Health Organization panel prepared to meet to assess the potential impact of a new coronavirus mutation identified as B.1.1.529. It has prompted concern because early analysis show that it's undergone far more mutations than other COVID variants. But it will take a few weeks to determine whether it is likely to be more virulent and transmissible than other variants. From Geneva, here's WHO spokesperson Christian Lindmeier.
Countries can do a lot already in terms of surveillance and sequencing and work together with affected countries or globally to work scientifically to fight this variant and to understand more about it so that we know how to go about. So at this point, again, implementing travel measures is being cautioned against.
The UN Health Agency spokesperson repeated previous WHO advice that people could do a lot to protect themselves from COVID, including by continuing to wear masks and avoiding crowds. Katie Dartford, UN News.
This is Free Thought Radio with co-hosts Stan Barker and Annie Laurie Gaylor. Irreverent views, news, music, and interviews.
Imagine there's no heaven. See if you try. No hell below us. Above us, only sky.
Hello, and welcome to Free Thought Radio. I'm Buzz Kemper. I'm sitting in for Dan Barker and Annie Laurie Gaylor on this program, and it is my privilege to bring you some Free Thought music for the next hour or so. I'm very glad to have you along, and in case you're thinking, well, that voice, that name sound vaguely familiar, it's because because Dan and Annie Laurie very kindly credit me as their engineer, which I am for most of these programs, and also I am the voice on what we call the bumpers, so I'm the guy who says, as Mark Twain once said, faith is believing what you know ain't so. So I get to do that kind of stuff. But today I get to be a DJ, which I'm really looking forward to, and I am very glad to have you along with me. And we're going to be sampling from a number of different records that the Freedom From Religion Foundation and Dan personally have been very much involved in. Four different CDs that we'll be sampling from, only one of which not engineered by me, and that's the one we just heard, Friendly Neighborhood Atheist. That was before Dan and I actually met. The other albums we'll be hearing from are Beware of Dogma, Adrift on a Star, and Live at Audio for the Arts, and I'll be telling you about each of those as we get to them. Next are two songs from Adrift on a Star. And these are original compositions by Dan Barker, although on one of them he had a co-writer. Poor Little Me is a song that was written by Dan Barker and Charles Strauss. Charles Strauss, you may know that name. He wrote the just some incredible Broadway shows, Annie and Bye Bye Birdie, and he's got a long list of accomplishments. And he wrote the music, and Dan wrote the lyrics to a song called Poor Little Me. And then we're going to segue into another Dan Barker composition, this one written by Dan on his own. This is called It's Only Natural. And we're going to, by the way, we're going to hear these same two songs at the end of the program, only with a different singer, just to have a little bit of a fun time hearing a different interpretation of it. For It's Only Natural, we're going to hear drummer John Lombardo, bassist Francis Deck, Dan Barker, of course, at the piano, and alto saxophonist Rob Shepherd. Poor Little Me and It's Only Natural.
The multitudes mumble mythologies without end. But me, I have trouble with ologies that pretend to show what can't be shown, to know what can't be known. Lutherans have liturgies, Calvinists have creeds, Muslims have their minarets, Catholics have their beads, Methodists have methods, holy truth to ascertain, but poor little me, I only have a brain. Bishops transubstantiate, Shintos ring their bells, Transcendentalists meditate, Wiccans weave their spells, Hindus chant a mantra when they can't relieve the pain, but poor little me, I only have a brain. So fearful of the Netherlands, believers band together, unhappy with the weatherman, the Zunis wave a feather, they dance in circles to demand, Great Spirit send some rain. But what do you do if you only have a brain? Quakers quake and Shakers shake, and Jews eat kosher food. Rastafarians wear their hair in pious gratitude. They all boast of miracles that no one can explain, but poor little me, I only have a brain. the Netherlands, believers band together. Unhappy with the weatherman, the Zunis wave a feather. They dance in circles to demand great spirits and some rain. But what do you do if you only have a brain? Quakers quake and Shakers shake, and Jews eat kosher food. Rastafarians wear their hair in pious gratitude. They all boast of miracles that no one can explain. But poor little me, poor little me, I only have a brain. Thanks to Galileo for showing us our humble place in outer space. And thanks to Mr. Darwin for showing us the origin of the human race, which means that our precious romance is mainly the product of chance. And these feelings of love so frenetic are just genetic. It's only natural that I would want you. It's only natural that you want me. A million years of evolution had its way. So we can blame it on our parents' DNA. I move instinctively in your direction. Somehow you signal me to turn and see. You will always be my natural selection. A voluntary choice, naturally. It's only natural that you want me. million years of evolution had its way. So we can blame it on our parents' DNA. I move instinctively in your direction. Somehow you signal me to turn and see. You will always be my natural selection as a voluntary choice. You're my voluntary choice as a voluntary choice. Naturally.
From the album, or rather I should say the CD, I'm old school, I'm still used to dealing with vinyl and in some of my recordings. Two songs written by Dan Barker, Poor Little Me, which he co-wrote with Charles Strauss, and It's Only Natural, which he wrote all by himself. Those are both available on a CD called Adrift on a Star. I'm Buzz Kemper. I'm normally the engineer for Free Thought Radio. Today, I'm your DJ. And when we come back for segment two, we're going to hear lots more great music, and we're going to feature a different singer on this one, an Australian singer who's one of my favorites. I'm Buzz Kemper. This is Free Thought Radio.
I believe in an America where the separation of church and state is absolute, where no religious body seeks to impose its will, directly or indirectly, upon the general populace.
Let's restore respect for America's secular roots. Help the Freedom From Religion Foundation defend the wall of separation between state and church. Join us at FFRF.org. Freedom depends on freethinkers. It ain't necessarily so. This is Free Thought Radio. It's Free Thought Radio. I'm Buzz Kemper, filling in for Annie Laurie Gaylor and Dan Barker on this program. And I'm normally the engineer for the program, but today I'm your DJ, and we're going to explore some really great free thought-related music. An album that was really fun to do was called Live at Audio for the Arts, which is the name of my studio. One year after the convention ended one evening, and we were all kind of tired, but Shelley Siegel was the musical guest for the convention, and Shelley and Dan really wanted to do some songs together, and I have a grand piano back at my studio, so we just came back, and we actually brought some of the conventioners with us to act as live audience. And they did a bunch of stuff, and we called it Live at Audio for the Arts because we did have a live audience. So this was a really fun and obviously kind of impromptu record to put together. And we're going to hear two songs from Live at Audio for the Arts with Shelley Siegel and Dan Barker. We'll hear Over the Rainbow and On the Sunny Side of the Street.
Thank you. wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you
from the album Live at Audio for the Arts. Australian singer Shelley Siegel, just a delightful woman to work with, and, of course, pianist Dan Barker. We heard Over the Rainbow and On the Sunny Side of the Street. It's Free Thought Radio. I'm Buzz Kemper, filling in for Dan Barker and Annie Laurie Gaylor, and I will be back with more great music. Stay right there.
I'm Julia Sweeney, and I'm an atheist and former Catholic. I even wrote a play about it called Letting Go of God. Right now, Catholic bishops are using their considerable influence to deny women contraceptive rights. Please join the Freedom From Religion Foundation and help keep church and state separate. You can call 1-800-335-4021, that's 1-800-335-4021, or visit ffrf.org to stand up for true religious freedom.
As Mark Twain said, faith is believing what you know ain't so. This is Free Thought Radio. It's Free Thought Radio. I'm Buzz Kemper, normally the engineer for this program, but Dan Barker and Annie Laurie Gaylor wanted to take some time off, and so I'm filling in as your DJ. We're playing some Free Thought music for you. And the next songs are all from the same album. It's a record called Beware of Dogma, and it's the first album that Dan did which I engineered. He did a previous one called Friendly Neighborhood Atheist, which was done at a different studio. Beware of Dogma was recorded at Audio for the Arts, and quite fun to work on that record with him. I even got to do some backing vocals on one tune, and it was quite a fun time. This is an Irving Berlin tune from that album called Pack Up Your Sins and Go to the Devil. This is Dan Barker on piano, John Lichtenberg on drums, Nick Moran playing bass, Doug Brown on guitar, and the clarinetist is Abigail Cantor. And you'll notice that Dan and I had a little fun on this one. We decided to make the song sound like it was taken from an old 78 RPM record. And so you'll notice those effects as the song begins.
I got a message from below. 'Twas from a man I used to know, about a year or so ago. Before he departed, he is just as happy as can be. I'll tell you what he said to me. He said, if ever you get heavy hearted, pack up your sins and go to the devil in Hades. You'll meet the finest of gentlemen and the finest of ladies. They'd rather be down below than up above. Hades is full of thousands of Joneses and Browns, O'Houlihans, Cohens and Bradys. You'll hear a heavenly tune that went to the devil because the jazz band, they started picking it, then put a trick in it, a jazzy kick in it. They've got a couple of old reformers in heaven, making them go to bed at 11. Pack up your sins and go to the devil, and you'll never have to go to bed at all. If you care to dwell where the weather is hot, H-E-double-L is a wonderful spot. If you need a rest and you're all out of sorts, Hades is the best of the winter resorts. Paradise doesn't compare. All the night people are
they come there from everywhere just to revel with Mr. Devil. Nothing on his mind but a couple of horns. Satan is waiting with his jazz band. And his band came from Alabama with a melody hot. No one gives a damn if it's music or not. Satan's melody makes you want to dance forever, and you'll never have to go to bed at all. Pack up your sins and go to the devil in Hades. You'll meet the finest of gentlemen and the finest of ladies. They'd rather be down below than up above. Hades is full of thousands of Joneses and Browns, of Houlihans, Cohens, and Bradys. You'll hear a heavenly tune that went to the devil because those jazz bands, they started picking it, they put a trick in it, a jazzy kick in it. They've got a couple of old reformers in heaven, making them go to bed at 11. Pack up your sins and go to the devil, and you'll never have to go to bed at all.
The Irving Berlin tune, Pack Up Your Sins and Go to the Devil, from the album Beware of Dogma. The next song we're going to hear is a very clever tune with a wonderful poem by Philip Appleman, which is set to music by Oscar Rosbach. A fun little tune called Fleas.
I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. I think that I shall never see a poem as ugly as a flea. A flea whose hungry mouth is pressed against a buttock or a breast. A flea that spreads disease all day and lifts its little claws to prey. Poems are made by you and me, but only God can make a flea. I think that no one ever made a poem as powerful as AIDS, or plagues that may in summer kill half the bishops in Brazil, and share the good Lord's final answer with clots and cholera and cancer. For God concocted pox to mock us, staph and syph and streptococcus. Poems are made by bards or hacks, but only God makes cardiacs. I think that I shall never smell a poem as pungent as a hell, where grinning devils turn the screws on saintly Sikhs and upright Jews, giving them the Holy Spirit. scorcher, timeless, transcendental torture. Poems can make you want to yell, but only God can give you hell.
That is Fleas, the poem by Philip Appleman, music by Oscar Rosbach, performed here by, of course, Dan Barker, piano and vocal, from the album Beware of Dogma. I'm Buzz Kemper. This is Free Thought Radio. I'm filling in this week for Dan Barker and Annie Laurie Gaylor. I'll be back with more music.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist, and I'm alarmed by the intrusions of religion into our secular government. That's why I'm asking you to support the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics, working to keep state and church separate, just like our founding fathers intended. Please support the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Protect the First Amendment. It protects you. This is Free Thought Radio. I'm Buzz Kemper, normally the engineer for Free Thought Radio. Today I am your DJ, and it's really fun to do this. In this segment, we're going to hear some songs that we heard also in the first part of this program. There are two songs that Dan wrote and recorded two versions of. One is called Poor Little Me, and the other is called It's Only Natural. And there is a version of each of them with Dan singing, and there's also a version with Susan Hofer singing. And these are from the album Adrift on a Star. And so we're going to hear two songs in a row, Poor Little Me and It's Only Natural, both sung by a woman who I am glad to call a very dear friend. dear friend who I have known for many years, the wonderful jazz singer Susan Hofer.
The multitudes mumble mythologies without end, but me, I have trouble with ologies that pretend to show what can't be shown, to know. Have liturgies and Calvinists have creeds. Muslims have their minarets, Catholics have their beads. Methodists have methods, holy truth to ascertain. But both of me, I only ever pray. Bishops transubstantiate, Shintos ring their bells, Transcendentalists meditate, Wiccans weave their spells.
Blame it on our parents' DNA.
Little Me and It's Only Natural. Two songs written by Dan Barker. Poor Little Me was actually co-written by Dan Barker and Charles Strauss. It's Only Natural, written just by Dan. And in these versions, we heard Susan Hofer on vocals, whereas at the beginning of the program, we heard the Dan Barker vocal version. I thought it would be fun to listen to both. And that's Free Thought Radio for today. I'm Buzz Kemper, your host and engineer. Normally I'm just the latter, but today I'm doing everything. And this has been recorded not in the Stephen Ewell Friendly Atheist studio, where the shows are normally done, but at my studio, Audio for the Arts. Our greetings to listeners to WOOMLP 92.9 in Philadelphia, WIDEFM and WMUULP in Madison, Wisconsin, WADR Community Radio in Janesville, Wisconsin, KEOS in College Station, Bryan, Texas, KOPN in Columbia, Missouri, WOOL, better known as Black Sheep Radio in Bellows Falls, Vermont, and New Hampshire, WRFI in Ithaca and Watkins Glen, New York. And hello to podcast listeners. If you like our show and want to help us reach others, give us a thumbs-up review on whatever podcast provider you use. Ask for more information at ffrf.org or phone 1-800-335-4021. Support Free Thought Radio by becoming a member. Support the Foundation's important state-church litigation and become part of the largest Free Thought Association in North America. Check us out at our website, ffrf.org, where you can request a sample copy of the next issue of our newsletter. Tune in next week for more rational radio and blasphemous broadcasting. Thought Radio is a production of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, FFRF.org. irreverent views, news, music, and interviews. Brought to you by Annie Laurie Gaylor and Dan Barker.
I hope someday.